It's been great to have already have children involved in the service, some staff involved in the service, but another key group within the life of the school, but a group who are probably often far less visible, are the school governors. Governors have an important role in sort of charting the direction of the school, making sure that what's happening hangs together and keeps us on track as a church school. And it's great that our chair of governors, Ray Jeffrey, is here this morning. He's going to come and read for us from the Bible now as we're going to think a bit more about the difference that having God as our friend makes. So thank you, Ray.
Good morning. Reading is from Philippians chapter 4, verses 2 to 14, and you can find it on page 1180 of the Pew Bible. I plead with Euodia, and I plead with Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you, my true companion, help these women since they have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my co-workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. Yet it was good of you to share in my troubles. This is the word of our God.
Now, I wonder, can anybody tell me what this is? It's interesting. It appears to be only the children who know what one of these is. What do you reckon? An iPhone. Can anybody tell me what this is? Sorry, I heard it from down here somewhere. An iPad. Okay. So, iPhones, iPads, really common. But if you were in assembly sometime last year, I think it was in June last year, Debbie was taking the assembly, and she had something else, another I thing. Not an iPhone, not an iPad, another I thing. Can anybody remember what it was that Debbie took and had in assembly? She's got one of these. Nobody else had one at the time, although they're becoming much more common now. What do you think? Not quite. What do you think? And let us see. Yes, an I can. I've got one here. An ICANN. Anybody heard of an ICANN? Anybody got an ICANN? Oh, there are some from school who've got ICANNs. Last year Debbie was doing the assembly and she took her ICANN in with her. How long have you had an ICANN?
Years.
Since 1989. Very good. And there are ICANNs all over the school now, I believe. Every classroom has got an ICANN. And actually, they're really important because they remind us of something that we find in the Bible. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. What a great thing to know. That when we're friends with God, he's the one who can help us do things that otherwise we'd never be able to do. Because all of us need that help. I was kind of thinking about that, and I think it must be because I'm getting older. But every now and again, I do start thinking about the things that throughout my life I've really wanted to do, but which I'm maybe never going to happen now. Anybody else have those kind of big ambitions, things they really want to do in life? Anybody got big ambitions? Yeah?
Create a dinosaur replica.
Right. That's interesting. Not said often, but interesting.
Drive a digger.
Oh. Be a great gymnastics person. It's really good to have these things that you want to do in life. Ambitions, things like that. I do remember at the year six leavers service last year, in the leavers service every year, each of the children who are leaving get a chance to tell everybody what their ambitions are. I do remember that last year, I think it was seven of the boys whose ambition was to play for Liverpool. I merely mention it. I remember thinking at the time, I'm not sure that they're all going to make it. It would be strange, wouldn't it? A Liverpool team where 7 out of the 11 players were all in the same class at Christ Church School. Sometimes there are those ambitions, and even if you can do all things through him who strengthens us, you're never terribly sure that it's going to happen. And I'm pretty sure that that's true with the things that I want to do. You see, I am fairly sure that one of my great ambitions, which is to play lead guitar in a world famous band, that has been my ambition since I was about 10. It's not going to happen, is it? No. No is the answer to that. It's not going to happen. And other ambitions. For years, it had been my ambition to climb to the top of Mont Blanc. I would be lucky to get a tenth of the way up, and then I'd be in hospital. So, what exactly does it mean when it says, I can do all things through him who gives me strength? When I'm pretty sure that there are some things that I'd really like to do, that even if he does give me strength, it's not going to happen. But maybe it's because, really, my playing lead guitar in a band, or getting up Mont Blanc, isn't really something that God's terribly fussed about. Maybe they're not the sort of things that he really wants to help me to be able to do. But I think that passage from the Bible that we just heard really does help us to find out what we can rely on God to help us with. And first, I'm sorry to have to ask this question. And it may be that nobody here will have to say yes. But has anyone ever fallen out with a friend? Oh, hold on, let's try. Has anybody not fallen out with a friend? It does happen in school, doesn't it? It does happen outside school, doesn't it? We fall out with friends. And when it happens, it just really spoils life. It's not nice. It makes you feel bad inside. And it can be so hard to put a friendship back together again. How many people here have fallen out with their friend and they're still fallen out? Oh, yeah, we've got some.
We've got some who've never been able to put those friendships back together again. Because it is not easy. But if you have fallen out with a friend, you aren't the first. I wonder if you noticed what Paul said in that reading. I plead with Euodia. I plead with Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. It was really sad. Two of Paul's friends had fallen out. And he was so concerned about it. He wanted them to be friends again. But getting them back together was a difficult thing. And then, I wonder, are there things you get worried about? Anybody ever worry about anything? Yeah. Yep. What sort of things do you worry about? You are a very worrying person. Worrying about exams and then worrying about the fact that you're worrying about the exams and then worrying about the fact that you're worrying about that. Life can be full of worries. I mean, I know, I worry about lots of things. And when you are worried, it's horrible, isn't it? But again, did you see what it said in that Bible reading? Don't be anxious about anything. But I don't know about you. I would rather not be anxious, but it's easier said than done. And, well, I wonder, do you ever find yourself thinking thoughts that aren't very nice? Oh, yes, we have a few people here, and then worrying about them. Yes. You know, do you imagine sometimes getting your own back on someone who's hurt you? Being able to really do something nasty to somebody. You find these bad thoughts creeping into your mind. But what did that reading say? Whatever's noble, whatever's right, whatever's pure, whatever's lovely, whatever's admirable. If anything's excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. And we know it would be much better to be like that, but sometimes it's a lot easier to let the wrong thoughts into your mind. And then, I wonder, do you ever wish you had something that someone else has got? Yeah, we've got a few who do that. You haven't got what you want. And you become discontented. Wishing that your circumstances were different can really spoil your life. But we still do it. But again, look at what our reading said. I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. Being happy with what you have, even if someone else has got more, it's definitely the best way to be. But so often we do the opposite. So, making up when you've fallen out with a friend. Not worrying about things. Thinking about good things rather than bad things. Being content with what you've got. I think we all know that's the best way to live. That we'd be happier if we did those things. But that doesn't mean that we do them all the time. I think all of us know that doing those things can be really hard, whether we're children or adults. So just being told to be like that does not help. But that's where this verse comes in. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. It's these things that God can give me strength to do. In fact, in the Bibles that we have in our pews, it says that. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. I might find it difficult to restore a broken relationship, but if I'm a friend of God, he'll give me the strength to do it. I might find it really hard not to worry, but if I'm a friend of God, he'll give me the strength to do it. So that instead of being anxious, I'll feel peace. I might find that the wrong sort of thoughts keep coming into my mind, but if I'm a friend of God, he'll give me the strength to push them out and think about the right things. I might feel really discontented with my life, but if I'm a friend of God, he'll give me the strength to feel contented no matter what I have or don't have. It is one of the great things about being a Christian. It means that you can know God's power in your life. The things that you were created for, you're actually able to do. And that's why knowing God, not just knowing about him, but having that personal relationship with him as a friend is so life transforming. You see, the Bible is not primarily a book of rules. It's much more about who God is, what he's done for you, and how he wants to help you to live. That's why as a church we're committed to making disciples, growing disciples, and being disciples. It's all about a relationship with God through Jesus. Just knowing about God won't make any difference in your life. It won't give you the strength to do the right things. But when you know Jesus, when he's your friend, when your life is built on him, then all that becomes possible. So, a new year has started at Christ Church School. And this year, bad news I'm afraid, there will be times when you might fall out with a friend. There will be times when you will feel anxious. There will be times when you find wrong thoughts creeping into your mind. There will be times when you feel thoroughly discontented. On your own, you'll never fix it. But you don't need to do it on your own. Whether you're a child at school or a staff member or a governor or a parent or a church member, it's when you know Jesus for yourself that you can find that this is true. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. And that is great, great good news to start a new year with.